This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Biden administration is to announce that it will reengage with the much maligned UN Human Rights Council that former President Donald Trump withdrew from almost 3 years ago. The decision to join the Geneva-based UNHRC as an observer with an eye toward seeking election as a full member reverses another Trump-era move away from multilateral organizations and agreements. U.S. officials say Secretary of State Antony Blinken and a senior U.S. diplomat in Geneva are making the announcement Monday in a step likely to draw criticism from conservative lawmakers and the pro-Israel community. Former President Donald Trump's defenders and the U.S. Senate are rallying around the former president before his impeachment trial Tuesday, dismissing it as a waste of time and arguing the former president's fiery speech before the Capitol insurrection does not make him responsible for the violence on January 6th. Republican Senator Roger Wicker of Mississippi on Sunday made clear that Mr. Trump should and will be acquitted, and says if holding Mr. Trump accountable means that the Senate must convict him, then no, Trump won't be held accountable. Asked if Congress could still consider the other punishments like censure, Wicker said it was time to move on and that ship has sailed. Rescuers in northern India were working Monday to rescue more than three dozen power plant workers trapped in a tunnel after part of the Himalayan glacier broke off and sent a wall of water and debris rushing down the mountain. More than 2,000 members of the military, paramilitary groups, and police have been taking part in search and rescue operations in the northern state after Sunday's disaster, which has killed at least 11 people and left more than 150 others missing and damaged dams and homes downstream. This is VOA News.